So the Hollywood Bet Shark side for the Vodacom United Rugby Championship clash against Edinburgh on Friday has been named. Coach John Plumtree's gone full noise, and it's great to see Eben Etzebeth back in the starting lineup. He's going to captain the team as John Plumtree welcomes back a number of his stars. The coach mentions that it's going to be a challenge to get the team to fire straight away.
So I guess the key thing for us is to just get the team going now. As much as it is a strong Shark side on paper, challenge will be for us to get our game going. You know, a lot of boys haven't played for a little while, four or five of them, and that's what we've been working really hard on the last 10 days, if you like, when probably close to 2 weeks. So hopefully, you know, we'll see them click into gear and get a little bit of rhythm going in our game.
Well, let's have a look at that Sharks lineup. It is stacked with Springboks. Oxenchair, Bongi Mbonambi, Vincent Koch in the front row. Eben Etzebeth, Emil van Heerden in the second row. Pepsi Buthelezi, Vincent Chituka, and Sio Kolisi are the back rowers. Jaden and Jordan Hendrickson, 9 and 10 in the centres. Andre Esterhazen and Lukanyo Am on the wings. Makazole Mapimpi and Ethan Hooker with Apalele Fassi also returning at fullback. 8:35 kickoff tomorrow night for that one. And then in some football news, Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk has signed a new 2-year contract. The central defender follows Mo Salah by agreeing a new deal just a few months before it ran out. Van Dijk told Liverpool FC TV there was never any chance he'd go somewhere else.
There wasn't any doubt in my head that this is the place to be for me, for my family. I'm one of Liverpool. Someone called me the other day, adopted Scouser.
Well, Liverpool could win the league this weekend if they beat Leicester and some other games go their way. We're going to stay with football to finish. Both Spurs and United are in Europa League quarterfinal action tonight. Tottenham head to Eintracht Frankfurt with the tie locked at 1-1. United also drew their first leg of their quarterfinal. They go into the second leg at Old Trafford against Lyon, deadlocked at 1-1. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.